What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. Today's wise investor tip is going to be for all of you who are out there with all the drive, all the passion, all of the discipline, but maybe you're just a little short on cash right now and you're looking for ways to get involved in investing in real estate. And this was, in many scenarios, the exact path, the exact strategy I used to buy real estate deals with literally none of my own money. And this is what I call the creative partnership strategy. Being that I've been talking with so many real estate investors who applied for the Wise Investor Collective, we had, you know, hundreds of applications, and I was able to connect with so many awesome people. And one of the common denominators of what many individuals felt was holding them back from getting invested and involved in more real estate opportunities was, can you guess it? Of course, capital, money. Most people don't have a bunch of money sitting under their mattress or are flush with cash in the capacity of what they think they need to get involved in owning real estate. And this creative partnership strategy is a way that you can get involved in owning real estate with very little of your own money or none of your own money altogether. And I'll share with you, because this is a strategy I've used to buy single families, you know, fourplexes, commercial properties, and it really is a win-win strategy. So many individuals have the drive, they've got the skills, they've got the discipline, they've got the ability to go out and find opportunities. They just lack the capital. And they think that because they lack that capital, all of the other things don't matter. And what I'm here to tell you is that's almost the complete opposite. One of my early investors told me that if you find a great deal, you have all the leverage. If you find a truly great opportunity, the money will find its way to the deal. There is honestly no shortage of capital out there in the market right now. There's just a shortage of great deals that the capital feels safe investing their money in that actually aligns with the investing returns and goals that a lot of that capital has.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
And when you find a great deal, this has been proven to me over and over throughout the 14 years of my investing journey in my real estate career, is that if there truly is a great deal, you're not going to have trouble finding capital that's going to want to fund and park their money in a safe opportunity, a great opportunity like the one that you might have. And when you think about it, you're the one who's out there grinding, hustling, doing due diligence, doing analysis, building relationships, which let's be honest, can be a slog, right? It can be a long road sometimes, especially in the markets that we've been in the last few years, where you'll have to look at 5-10 times as many deals as maybe you did in the past years when there were many more opportunities out there to actually find one that pencils and is a great deal. I mean, finding that needle in a haystack is tough, but when you find it, you got the gold in the palm of your hand. And guess what? There's a lot of other people that don't want to do the work, that don't have the time to do the work, that have no desire to go out and build the relationships and analyze the deals and do all of the heavy lifting and the sweat equity and the hard work that goes into getting these amazing opportunities. But you know what they do have? They've got capital. They've got capital to invest in somebody else's piece of gold. And that ultimately is where the creative partnership strategy comes in. Now, obviously, there's a lot more that goes into this and a lot more detail that we could discuss. But for the sake of today's episode, I wanted to get many of you thinking about your own opportunities and how the money is not actually the problem. It's the deals and the lack thereof right now that the money feels comfortable parking their money in. So if you can be somebody who brings a great deal to the table, you can find other individuals who have the ability to bring their money to the deal. You do 100% of the work, right? You're the active operator and investor. That's where you're going to earn your sweat equity in this deal. Not only all of the work leading up to finding the deal, but once the money comes to the deal, then the real work starts, right? Operating the asset, putting in that sweat equity, making sure the investors get their return, making sure that the plan you had behind the investment opportunity actually comes to fruition. They receive a check each month or each quarter, depending on how you structure the deal. It's passive for them. It's active for you. They get a preferred return on their money that they invested into the deal. A preferred return is essentially a percentage on their money that they get out of the profits of the investment before you guys decide to have your splits on any remaining profit after that. And generally, a 50-50 split is what would kick in. Now, obviously, you can negotiate anything. They may negotiate you down. You may negotiate yourself up higher. It all depends on finding that win-win structure that meets everybody's goals and needs for the amount of time and energy and risk that all parties are taking on this. But let's say they get an investment return and a percentage on their capital injected. And then once they get that, before you guys split anything, they receive that first. And then after that, you guys split everything 50-50. You don't take any asset management fees. You don't take any acquisition fees. You don't take any disposition fees because investors don't want to get feed to death before they've actually gotten any return. You want to, in good faith, show that you're willing to put in all the time, all the energy, all the active sweat equity to go out and make them the return that their capital is desiring to make. And once they get that, you guys are going to split everything after that. And that has been an amazing way that ultimately has gotten me into deals that I would have had no opportunity or capacity to get into if it wasn't for this creative partnership structure. Now, again, there's a lot more that goes into this. And we talk about this in the Wise Investor Collective in our mastermind group. So if you haven't checked out all of the great stuff that we have going on over there, check out wiseinvestorcollective.com. But that being said, right, this is a pretty simple framework. You bring the deal, they bring the money, you do all the work, they receive a passive income check, they get a percentage return on their capital injected first. Once they get that every quarter, then you guys split everything 50-50 afterwards, and it's a win-win for all parties. And let me tell you, as I've done this years and years and years and years over and over and over again, as I've made these investors money passively for them and I have learned and built up skills and gotten experience and gained wisdom and expanded my network and then also in the process expanded my own income and net worth as a result of it, I have created an army of individuals who trust me and want to reinvest with me, which has allowed me to get into bigger opportunities. So if you can be that individual, I call them my army of bird doggers. If you can be a bird dogger that goes out and finds opportunities and brings them to people like me or brings them to other investors in your network, or maybe you know a doctor, maybe you know a grandpa that's got a bunch of retirement money that he wants to put to work or whatever it may be. You can be the individual that gets into great deals and gets a start with little and or no money at all to get into your real estate investing journey. And this is why I always say, it's better to own a slice of a watermelon than 100% of nothing or 100% of a little shriveled up raisin. So if you can go into it with that mindset and you can put forth your best foot forward on finding great deals, building great relationships, and going out and doing what you say you're going to do, you can make a lot of money as a real estate investor. Now, is it easy? No. It's hard work. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of consistency, and it takes the right mindset. I recently had an intern who was working for me, and I like to put my interns through a little bit of the ringer the first, you know, couple weeks to see how committed are you? How disciplined are you? What's your mindset around the timeline and the process and the work and the sacrifices that are going to be required to get real momentum in a space that most people honestly fail in? And this individual fizzled out. Now, I've got others that they step up and then some. So just remember that this is a long-term journey. Wealth building is made in the crock pot, not in the microwave. And so having the right mindset around what this actually entails and how long it can take is a really important piece, because most people don't understand or realize how much goes into it, how much hard work is required just to get that first deal. But what I can tell you is when you get it, when you crack the code, when you unlock that belief in your mind that it's possible, and you now see and have experienced the steps that go into that process.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert. And I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry-leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/mindcast to get 5% off your entire order. And you have maybe gotten a creative partnership deal across the finish line, and you start collecting some checks and you start making somebody else some money in the process. and everybody starts winning together, it's a real sexy thing. It's a real fun thing. It's also a real repeatable thing. So this is the creative partnership strategy I've used many times over my last 14 years of my investing journey. And it's something that you can use too. So if you want to know more about how to structure these things, how to get these types of deals, how to fund them, how to analyze them, that's what we cover in the mastermind. We're also launching the Foundations course for anybody that is interested in learning in that capacity as well on a do-it-yourself, kind of do-it-your-own course. So we've got the do-it-your-own, you know, at your own pace, just educational-based learning. We've got the mastermind group, which is real accountability, real goal setting, real actions, real networking with real people. And that's our intimate community. And we'll be launching another mastermind in the future. You can always check that out. Or there's the one-on-one coaching for the high net worth individuals that are looking to really accelerate the results in their business and their investment portfolio, working directly with me one-on-one. I do that with 10 people each and every year. So with that being said, if you're one of those individuals that's looking to take your investing game to that next level, check out wiseinvestorcollective.com. If not, use this Wise Investor tip to put it on your tool belt and know that you can put this into play if and when you find a great opportunity, and that there's many ways to creatively structure partnerships where it's a win-win while minimizing how much capital you bring to the table. Hopefully this was valuable for you. If it was, don't forget to share it with somebody. All I'm asking this year is to leave reviews. It means the world. It's how we continue to share and spread this message organically. And all you could do is take 60 seconds and leave a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this content on. With that being said, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you guys in next week's episode. Until then, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to $1 million and beyond.